Entrepreneurs, small business owners, professionals who seek excellence, bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builders Show. Here's Marty Wolf.
We still got a long way to go. Yes, we all got a long way to go.
Welcome to the Business Builders Show. I'm glad you're here. Today we have David Long, the president of a company called My Employees, and of course his website is myemployees.com, as our guest, and he will be talking about his new book, Built to Lead, 7 Management Rewards Principles for Becoming a Top 10% Manager, and thinking about being in the top 10%. We want to help you get and keep your company and yourself focused on the goals that really matter. And we are going to discuss unique ways that you as an individual can make a difference in the world. We're talking about changing the world a lot the last few weeks. I'm, you know, really focused on this, I guess.
Well, if you've read the newspaper, the world needs lots of positive change.
That's probably what's on my brain, you know. We're trying to contribute to that. I'm Marty Wolf, and along with my sidekick, Carrie Carney, and our producer, Tom Jenkins, we are going to do our best to inform, educate, and inspire you, our audience of entrepreneurs, small business owners, and anyone who is seeking excellence in their personal and professional lives. So, Carrie and Tom, let's start with an article written by a gentleman by the name of Dave Anderson, and he wrote this in the Forbes leadership blog on LinkedIn, which if you don't subscribe to this, I'd suggest it. It's got a lot of great articles. Second time I've seen something from Dave, so I must like his writings because I seem to pay attention to what he writes. And he talks about here what the headline says is 3 distractions that defeat a good plan. So he starts it out by saying he went on several diets. For instance, I'd never heard of this one, The Zone, Body for Life, Atkins, South Beach, and the all now favorite vegan diet. And he said, you know what? They all worked. They all worked. And that is, as long as they executed the plan exactly right, right? They all worked. As long as you do it. Dave goes on to say, as we have, Carrie, he has spent many, many hours in conference rooms talking about and helping companies develop strategic plans. And there's a lot of companies who spend weeks, sometimes months, delivering, you know, putting together a plan. And then what happens? Sometimes it just doesn't get implemented. And I guess that's what we're going to talk about. But that's the question. So why do some businesses thrive and some just survive? Is it the strategic plan that they wrote? That's the magic bullet? Or is it how they execute that strategic plan? There is the question, gentlemen.
There is the rub.
There is the big thing we're going to talk about. The reality is most business plans, when you write together or put together a strategic plan, you put thought into it, and most of them are pretty good, quite frankly. I mean, you work hard on them. And so what happens along the way? Along comes January 1 or however you work your fiscal year. So what happens? What Dave Anderson is suggesting in this article is that you get distracted. You get distracted, right? And the first thing he talks about is something called the whirlwind. Now, this comes from, Carrie, as we see, from a gentleman named Sean Covey, who is one of Stephen Covey's sons. And actually, Mark Anderson is writing this article. However, not Mark Anderson, take that back. Dave Anderson, my correction, wrote this article, but it's based a lot on Sean Covey's work and from his book, The Four Disciplines of Execution. The Four Disciplines of Execution. So you wrote your strategic plan. You're in danger of getting distracted. And the first one, like I've said, is the whirlwind. So what's the whirlwind?
The whirlwind is necessary to keep the doors open. You have to be active. There has to be some type of productivity going on.
It's your day job, right?
It's your day job, yes. The emails, the phone calls, the client interactions, getting the orders out the door. All the action that has to happen to ring the register.
Right.
But is it the right action?
Is it the right action? And what he's suggesting in this article, Sean Covey is suggesting, that all that activity should only take up about 80% of our capacity. Now, our capacity has many, has some parts. It's not only our time, it's our energy, it's our focus. If you need to think about that, all that stuff that has to happen, your day job should only take up about 80% of your capacity. You need to look at and need to slow down a little bit to say, well, as our friend Joe Calloway would say, what really matters most?
Mm-hmm.
What really matters most? So you have to think about that. It takes a lot of discipline for an individual and for a company to think about that. So how do you fix that? You schedule things. That's how you fix it. You schedule things. You plan out what's really important. You take the time out of your daily schedule, weekly, monthly, individually, and as a team. You plan that 20%.
How do you do it, Marty? You're a whirlwind.
Well, I'm a whirlwind 80% of the time, but I have scheduled time in the morning. I have scheduled time in the evening. And that is, I don't do emails all through the day. I actually focus that time, and I look at my plan every single day. So that's how I do it. The other trap that people fall into, Carrie, is they have too many priorities.
Mm-hmm.
You write the strategic plan and it has 52 action plans. You can't possibly do 52 things in the next year, or 52 things that really matter.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do anything with excellence, and that's what they say in here, right, Carrie? You can't do it. You can't do everything with excellence. You have to pick a couple of things or things that really matter most. I love this, Carrie, what he talks about here. And again, this comes from a survey. Sean Covey, in his book, I'll mention it again, The Four Disciplines of Execution, did a study, and it said there's a connection to what we're talking about, that you can't prioritize everything. And it said companies that have two or three goals, they actually achieve two or three goals. Companies that have 4 to 10 goals only achieve 1 to 2. Companies with 11 to 20 goals don't achieve any of them.
This kind of ties back to what we've talked to over the years about the Marines, Semper Fi. Give people three things.
Good point.
Not two, not four, three, and they'll execute them.
I see this all the time. Too many priorities, and you think they're all important. You really have to decide what's really important. The other thing, in terms of getting into this trap of, you know, not following through on your strategic plan, is you might be measuring the wrong things. Again, if you have so many priorities, you may think just because you wrote this plan that automatically things are going to happen. No, they're not. You have to focus. You have to think about, what behaviors do I have to change? What metrics am I going to look at to do things that really make a difference? Here's the key. You have to set up measurements that you can control and that are highly predictive. You can look at and measure the number of outbound calls, your on-time delivery, your employee retention, your customer retention. You can measure those things. You can predict those things. You can change behaviors to impact those things. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so the bottom line is, I love this. You know, you have you worked hard on your strategic plan. Avoid that whirlwind. Schedule time to think. Too many priorities. Narrow it down. A study shows that if you have too many, you're not going to get any of them done. And then measure the right things. Understand what's really important to your company. And know what's important to you and your company. So we need to wrap up segment one. Our guest today is David Longwell, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show. And David's going to talk about his book, Built to Lead. It's fabulous. We'll be right back on the Business Builder Show.
Bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-650-0277. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-650-0277. That's 877-650-0277.
The greatest customer experience I've ever encountered originated in an unlikely location. However, it created a story that's gone viral on YouTube and has been heard in person by over a million people.
Driver of the cab is going to be mine, jumps out of his cab, points at me in the front of the line, and shouts, "Are you ready for the best cab ride of your life?" Said, "I'm Taxi Terry." Great, I got the motivational cab driver.
This is Scott McCain. The lessons I learned from that amazing cab driver form the basis of my new book, Seven Tenets of Taxi Terry, How Every Employee Can Create and Deliver the Ultimate Customer Experience. No matter your position or the size of the organization where you work, you can grow your business and create distinction with these seven lessons. This new book is available on Amazon.com and wherever business books are sold. If a cab driver can deliver the ultimate customer experience, you can too. Discover the tenets to distinctive success in the Seven Tenets of Taxi Terry.
Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builder Show. Our special guest today is David Long. And David is the CEO, President, Hedmahoff, main man, although he'll dispute that a little later on in our interview, but of a company called My Employees, and the website is myemployees.com. And David wrote a book called Seven Management Rewards Principles for Becoming a Top 10% Manager. David, welcome to the Business Builder Show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I'm thrilled. You're back, actually.
Yeah, my second time.
It's rare that we have people come back.
The book is the title is Built to Lead, Seven Rewards Principles for Becoming a Top 10% Manager.
Built to Lead. That's correct.
Built to Lead. That's right.
See, so the host already made a mistake.
We're good.
All right, man. Talk to me about your company. Explain what you do with your company, and then we'll get into the book, okay?
Sure. I started the company 25 years ago in Mom and Dad's garage, and our company, as you said, is My Employees. And we do the employee recognition and engagement programs for about 12,000 active clients in the U.S. and Canada. Mm. And what we do, when I say that, we try to be the whole ball of wax for companies because, you know, we need to find out where the problem is, and we have employee engagement surveys for that. And the manager takes what we call the pulse, which is a 10-question survey, and then the employees are given a 35-question survey, and let's just say they are never close in how the manager thinks they're doing compared to what the employees say they're doing.
Yes.
And it's kind of funny because they're typically about 25% off. So if a manager gives himself an 8 on something, you know, someone else will give them a 6 or a 5 or something like that. The employees will give them about a 5.
Right, yeah.
And then we go beyond that. We find out what they want to do to improve within their business. Mm-hmm. And then we tie the employee recognition program to that. Now, what we do with the results from the survey is we find out where the managers are weak. Mm-hmm. And then right now we are having developed by a panel, actually, of about 10 different employment psychologists, and they are, in essence, creating modules for us to be able to give to the manager. In other words, if I'm talking to you, Marty, as the manager of your company, and I say, okay, Marty, you guys have, you as the manager, looks like your employees think you're weak in this, this, and this. Of course, you look great in this, this, and this, but the ones that you're weak in, I'm going to get these modules to you, mm-hmm. and a little notebook, little PDF downloadable notebook, and you go through those modules, and that helps you improve on the things your employees, mm-hmm. your trusted team says you're weak at. Mm-hmm. So we want to help you be the total package, and obviously, if your people are happy, they're going to do a lot better job for you.
And it's all about rewards and recognition, right? I mean, from there on out, right, David?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I like what someone said, and I didn't say it, but I'll steal it ethically.
Go ahead.
Is what gets rewarded gets repeated.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to see something, improved, then reward it.
Yes.
You know, reward good behavior. A lot of times people, the only time they hear from their boss is when they make a mistake.
Yeah.
And, I like what I heard the other day. Someone said that, you know, the last time somebody got a gold star was kindergarten. You know, so, I mean, that's about the way it is because we all go through life. And really, honestly, what I love about my company is the employee recognition. I used to have a phrase that we had on all our little stickers and stuff that we put on our plaques, and it was, we only deal with winners because, Marty, who gets plaques? the losers. I've never made a plaque that says Jackass of the Month.
It's not in demand.
I did do a golf tournament one time. You get a kick out of this. I did do a golf tournament one time where they had me create, and we don't do trophies, but they had me create these. I did it for charity, so it was okay.
Right.
We had four trophies at the end for the last place team, and it was four little donkeys on its base, and they called it Pulling Up the Rear Award, which I thought was classic.
Creative.
But anyway.
Creative.
That's the only time we recognize the last place people. How's that?
There you go. Well, let's get to the book, because sure. I'm excited about it. I've gotten to be friends with you, and I know your style. I know the quality of man that you are, and as a leader, and your book is Built to Lead, 7 Management Rewards Principles for Becoming a Top 10% Manager. Now,
yep.
I guess this has to do with your experiences as a business owner. What inspired you to write the book? Give us the backstory.
Well, when you have, 12,000 clients, that's quite a bit, and you have a lot of management turnover. Mm. And the number one way that we would lose a client is for a new manager to come into that business and just for the heck of it, swap out everything, and even though the program was working, the employees loved it, they changed it. So I really wrote the book as an educational piece, mainly first and foremost for our clients. But then I realized, you know what? Every other company's got the same situation. So let me broaden this a little bit more to appeal to the mass. Every manager from every position can benefit from what they learn in my book.
And let me say this right at the outset, because people are already Googling your name and trying to find the book. And the book won't be available until, I think, September. Is that correct?
September 23rd is the launch, but Ingram's has actually already posted an Amazon.com page for Built to Lead. If you do a Built to Lead, David Long, it pops up. But the book's, the picture's not there yet. The testimonials or reviews, if you will, about the book, which are exceptional, are not there yet as well. But they will be in the next few days.
Great. Well, I think you could pre-order, though, right?
Yes, you can.
You can
Absolutely.
Pre-order it, so get on and pre-order the book. All right.
Thank you.
Let's get into what's in the book, and let's get into a little more detail. And you've already kind of alluded to the fact that, some managers fail. And so did you do some research or your experience on why some managers fail? What are the reasons?
Well, let me tell you, first of all, how many of them fail. It's a crazy number. For every 100 employees in your company, or any company for that matter, by the way, this information, this research is from World at Work survey. They do this like every 3 or 4 years, and the numbers are consistent. What they found is for every 100 employees hired in your company, that 6 or 7 of those eventually make it into management. And of those 6 or 7, less than 1, Marty, ever becomes promoted again. So the rest of them fail. They leave the company or they're fired, whichever. They're not at that company 5 years later.
Interesting.
So I knew there had to be a lot of room for improvement when you've got those weak numbers.
Right.
So that's what I'm trying to fix, and that is my goal. And I've been very blessed in my life, very fortunate, and I have become a top 10% manager personally in 3 different separate industries.
Okay.
The principles that I teach are the same. I don't care where you plug them into. Where they plug you into as a manager, what I taught in my book will help you be a better manager without question. Could very possibly help you double your income. It could help you keep your job. If you're on the edge of getting fired, you can turn this puppy around.
Interesting. Well, let's kind of bait them a little bit here in terms of, let's go back to the reasons why they might fail. You have some additional insights why a manager might fail. Let's get them a little, get them really interested in reading the book.
I would say, based on research, the number one reason managers fail is they stop learning themselves. How can you expect your people to get better if you as a manager are too stinking lazy to do it yourself?
Right.
I read, and I started it, my father taught me this, so I owe a lot to my father. He passed away last year, but this is one of the things he told me when I was younger. He said, Dave, always read. So he used to make us read about 15 minutes a day. Well, I went to a half hour. Now today, conservatively speaking, not including emails, Marty, I read 3 hours a day. I am a freak about learning new things, and I expect my management team to do the same. The last manager that I replaced was one who, after several, I call cattle prodding, from my COO and myself, who basically refused to do the things that every other manager on our team was doing. He just stuck out, and it was glaringly obvious that he was not doing what everybody else was doing. We have a world class company here. I'm not shy about it.
Yeah.
You know, but I expect my people to get better. Matter of fact, the very first paragraph on our employee handbook says this: if you are, you know, we are the type of company where everyone here is expected to be better tomorrow than they were today. If this does not strike you as where you want to, what you want to be a part of, then you will not fit in here.
Wow, that's strong.
So I have 45 employees now, and we are beyond world class. You know what world class company, Marty, is? It any company that has 10 engaged employees.
Okay, well, let's stop right there because you just set the stage for our next segment. You listen to David Long on the Business Builder Show. We'll be right back.
Bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-650-0277. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-650-0277. That's 877-650-0277.
Dear business owner, the shocking truth is many small businesses fail or don't meet the owner's expectations. You want help, but you're not sure where to turn. Maybe you're not sure how a qualified and experienced business coach can help you grow your business. Would a no-risk guarantee of measurable results put your mind at ease about using a business coach? Call Marty Wolf Business Solutions at 570-815-1626 today to learn more about a risk-free offer. A short conversation with Marty Wolf Business Solutions is your first step to benefit from a proven business coach guaranteeing results. Call 570-815-1626 today. This offer is only available to all small business owners located in the continental United States. Want to be a success story instead of a business failure statistic? Then call Marty Wolf Business Solutions today to learn more about this risk-free offer. 570-815-1626.
Informing, educating, and encouraging. The Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builder Show. Our special guest today is Mr. David Long. He wrote a book called Built to Lead, 7 Management Rewards Principles for Becoming a Top 10% Manager. And we gave you the backstory of David. Isn't he a fascinating guy, audience? Carrie and Tom, are we having fun with David Long, man?
I love that 10-to-1 theory.
Yeah. We're having a great time. Okay, let's get serious here, man. This book is about becoming a 10% manager, and you have something called rewards principles, and I think the R stands for reconnaissance. So let's break this down, David.
Okay. Recon is basically military. They call it recon. And, of course, they'll go out and find out where the enemy is and sneak back and, you know, let everybody know what's going on. So that's basically what that is about. In other words, you figure out who is on your team now. When you take over as a manager or an existing manager and you're trying to figure out how good your foundation is, you need to figure out exactly if you have the right people, as Jim Collins said in his book, Good to Great, on your bus.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, your foundation is going to be crumbling beneath you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care when you bring, here's the bad thing, is when you keep losers on your staff, and I have a story from my CEO in my book about that, when you keep losers on your team, when new people come in, they quickly realize, I don't want to hang out with these people.
Mm-hmm.
And your best people will leave. They will not tolerate that.
Mm-hmm.
So I say this basically, reconnaissance and the recon is hire right, train, prune them, and then repeat.
Hire, prune, repeat.
Yes. Excellent. Hire, train, prune, and repeat.
I love
constantly,
that.
Constantly.
Excellent.
Because when you hire, when you have a bunch of stud racehorses, I mean, they're really awesome. And then you bring on a person who's really, really good, and they come in and they raise the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that takes everybody up.
Well, part of raising the bar, I would assume, is the E in rewards, which would be education. So tell me more
That's right.
Tell me more about it.
Education for me is build your people first. And as Zig Ziglar said, he said, build your people first and they'll build your company. Well, I wholeheartedly agree with that. And one of the things, and the reason I call it this chapter education, is because I do one thing that exemplifies that, and that is I created book clubs years ago. Every week we do this. We've been doing it for almost a decade.
Book
every
clubs.
Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock and Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, we divide the company, roughly 22 people on Wednesday, 22 on Thursday, and I buy books for every employee. And they vary. They do. We did Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. We did. We just finished a personal finance book.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're reading the very first book we ever read in book clubs, and that is Dr. Tony Zeiss's book, The 12 Rules for Becoming Indispensable, which is a phenomenal book. And we're reading it again because we've added so many employees. We figured, let's go back over this thing.
So you do all these things.
Go ahead.
Well, you do all these things, and let's get to the W because from there, I guess you start to see the winners. You're laying all this down. So I think you call it Winners Emerge. Tell me more about that.
That's right. From our book clubs, and of course, within their own departments, how they excel based against the other people and competitors, if you will, within the various departments. And from that, we also see in the book club who your leaders tend to step forward.
Mm.
And they'll say, well, with Dave, would it be okay if I take book club next week? Well, absolutely.
I love that.
This is all about developing your people.
David, I love
that. That's what it works great.